This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People bounced off flights, those that were flying American, and another crazy weekend when it comes to what has happened in the world of COVID slash the pandemic. And especially in New York City, some things are becoming very, very clear when it comes to the fire department and the police as well because of a vax mandate. Are the people there in trouble? And what happens when you don't get enough volunteer fire personnel to fill the boots of those who are not on the job? Hey, hey, everybody. Sorry to start off so bleak. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the show, whether you're a first timer or you've been with us for a long time. So, yes, they are begging for volunteer firefighters in parts of New York, Long Island, upstate New York, close to one-third of FDNY staff unvaccinated. And, of course, we've hit that November 1st deadline. So you had 26 firehouses that are closed. They've been forced to do it because of the firefighters refusing to get vaccinated ahead of that deadline. So due to no manpower, you can't keep them open. Six were in Manhattan, nine in Brooklyn, three in Queens, four in the Bronx, four in Staten Island. The effects of the closures, I worry for the lives of the people that live there in our biggest city still. So there are some that are getting vaccinated. There are some city workers that have gotten vaccinated because this fell to them as well, 91%. But still, there are lots that are not. So that's why the force firehouses being closed down. And again, think about those areas and what that could mean. I don't live very far in my area from the wonderful firemen and women who are just down the street. And trust me, I've seen them in action. And I feel fortunate to be in the position where they're very close because of how quickly they've been able to come to the aid of some of the people in my neighborhood and seriously save lives. So imagine I'm in a suburban area. Imagine being, again, in some of these very big areas that, yes, there may be and there would be other teams that would respond, but how much longer would it take for them to get there? They're having the same problem in Los Angeles. You have the sheriff in LA warning that you've got probably a mass exodus among the personnel there because you've got violent crime on the rise and you have lots of the workforce that say they will not get vaccinated. So you've got worker compensation claims, employees quitting. There aren't qualified people to apply. Applicants just aren't qualified. You have unscheduled retirements. And will the homicide rates continue to rise in that county? That's the fear of the sheriff, saying that the board mandate is, in his mind, like putting up the storm windows after the storm has passed. And, of course, the Los Angeles County Sheriff is Alex Villanueva, and he's saying this executive order ratified by the Board of Supervisors in August that all Los Angeles County employees are required to be registered their vaccination status by October 1st on an online portal. So religious and medical exemptions are allowed. They still are having a problem that there's too many that are not going to do it and say they will not do it. So half of the sheriff's department, which is over slightly over 16,000 employees altogether, are fully vaccinated. But there are 300 that are semi-vaccinated. There are over 2,300 that are not vaccinated, and then there are 1,800 plus that are looking for exemptions. So, gotta be fully vaccinated, and how many of them are, again, people on patrol, people that would be on the job. And if he's holding a presser and he's talking about it, I think it would be serious. I mean, look, the LAPD has seen 3,000 employees fall ill from COVID-19. And as of last week, they had about 100 people at home recovering. That's the LAPD chief, Michael Moore, talking about that. Michelle Moore, rather, talking about that. And about 74% of LAPD employees have had at least one dose of the vaccine. But still, there are hundreds of officers that haven't said whether they are vaccinated or not. So now those are two giant areas in the country that we're talking about, right? And in the meantime, you have a judge suspending the deadline for Chicago cops. So, you know, to get vaccinated, and the judge said that with these disputes that what's being handled, that the effect of the order to send the parties back to the bargaining table has to happen to promote labor peace by allowing them to pursue whatever the remedy is. So the officers who haven't been vaccinated still have to be tested twice a week under city policy. And officers can lose work and pay if they don't disclose their vaccine status, but they can't be booted, according to this Cook County judge, off of the job at this point, saying that there has to be an arbitrator in the middle of this. So they're not going to be stuck in that situation, at least right now, because there's been lots of objections from the police union leaders to the vaccine policy that the mayor announced, and the judge has said that it's terrible, the sacrifice, the police union's request just to have their grievances heard seems a modest task, is what he said. He kind of did a shuffle, a Michigan Avenue shuffle, where he said, in light of the terrible sacrifices, the police union's request to have their grievances heard seems a pretty modest task, because he said that COVID-19 has killed many officers nationwide. So his take is, why are we forcing this? Why can't we have a conversation and an arbitration? We'll see what that arbitration ultimately yields. But there is some confusion, and there are some people who say, yeah, we're not going to do it. We're just not going to do it at this point. And then you've got China locking in 34,000 guests, 34,000, you heard me right, inside Disneyland for COVID tests. So there were thousands of visitors that went to Shanghai Disney on Sunday. They were waiting for roller coasters. They were watching fireworks. They were staring at the fairy tale castle off in the distance. And quietly behind the scenes, the staff was sealing them in the amusement park. People in hazmat suits streamed through the gates, testing everyone for COVID-19 before they could leave for the day. So 34,000 people had to undergo testing. Wow. And then they were sent home on 220 buses. And they were all found negative, but they still have to isolate at home for a couple of days and then be retested for the coronavirus in 2 weeks. Can you just imagine that? You turn around and you see that would, I think that would pretty much knock you off your feet if you saw the hazmat people running all around all over the place. My, oh my. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Perfect time of year for this, right? And especially the way many of us are feeling. So the name of the book is Love You True. Carol Urena joins us. She's in a virtual green room. Carol, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this road to writing poetry and to putting thoughts on paper. When did that all start for you?
It all started with me falling in love. And I say true love because, you know, it's like, we can sometimes feel strong emotions for someone, but emotions like these I never felt before. So despite all the relationships that I have been with, you know, and it inspired me to put it all on paper and publish it in a book.
Yeah. So what was it like to actually, you know, the first time you put a book together, try to collect it, your thoughts and take these different the emotions, but take what you had written and pull them together. Was that difficult or was it easy?
I think because the emotions were so strong, it came like so naturally and fairly easily. And I had set a goal for myself, such as writing a certain number of poems a day. I don't know why, but I'm the kind of person who likes to get things done quickly, although there was also an editing process where I did change some of the poems and edit them. But it was easy. It was fairly easy. For me, it was.
Yeah. You know, we talked off the air, and you said when you think of Love You True, you think of Valentine's cards, you think of greeting cards. Tell us about, give us one of your poems. What's one that you like a lot?
Sure. I'll give you the first poem, which was written as kind of an introduction to the rest of the poems and thinking of the title of the book. And like you said, it's like greeting cards. So the poems are short. They don't have titles. It's expressions of love. The first is, I love you so immensely. I love you through and through. For you, I love you endlessly. For you, I love you true.
Perfect. Can I steal that?
You can have it.
That's good. So, and you know what? That's what it, that's sometimes what poetry is. It's great when it grabs you, and it can be sort of that short rhyme or that short emotion or that short burst. And when you look at inspiration, what's the inspiration? I mean, obviously, this is love and this is true love that inspired you here. But you've got other books in the works, and you have other poetry that's out there. Where do you go for inspiration?
Well, I've always loved poetry, like Shakespeare or the King James Version of the Bible, which is like, to me, a big book of poems, just in how it's written. So poetry, you know, has always been an inspiration for me. Creative writing has always been like one of my favorite things to do when I was younger, but I hadn't done it in such a long time until I happened on this strong feeling of love.
And for people out there, hopefully people are feeling, have felt that emotion. How did you know that you were hit by Cupid's arrow?
It was just a feeling like no other, you know. Some would say it's like a drug, but I think it goes beyond that because, you know, I fell for someone that I wasn't in a relationship with, and the love was not reciprocated, but it didn't make it wane or fade, you know, it didn't go away. I still feel it, you know, so that's how I knew I was hit hard.
Bravo. It didn't go away. That's how I knew I was hit hard with that. So what's next for you?
What's next? Well, I do have two other poetry books that are already published, and I'm working on editing two more. So it's not all love poems. One of the ones that I'm working on editing, you could call them love poems, but they're poems dedicated basically to God, you know, and my love for him. It's called Dedicated. So, yeah.
Dedicated. I was just going to ask you. So it's called Dedicated. So we'll look for those to come out. What do you hope people take away from any of your poetry, and especially the poetry we just talked about, Love You True?
Well, hopefully to relate to them, or to even try to find that feeling, because it's such a wonderful feeling. You know, it's such a great emotion, and it helps us to grow. It helps us to strive, you know, love. I think that we would cease to exist the day we stop loving, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. We would cease to exist. That's a great way to end this. Carol Urena, Love You True. And for whatever's coming up down the pike, you can get that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and anywhere where books are sold. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right. Coming up on the show, a conversation with Frank Castelli. And he's got an interesting philosophy, very similar to mine. You hear me talking about dealing your own destiny because so many people try to shove down my throat their ideas of what you should be doing this, you should be doing that. I know that all of you get a lot of shoulds out there. There's something I could add to that, but I'm going to leave it alone. But anyway, Frank is an interesting guy, and he talks about his road and what happened to him in his career, and I think it'd be incredibly beneficial for many of you. And then I've got a man cave coming up because, yeah, another weekend of big sports. So if we sat in the man cave together, what would we be talking about? Well, you know, we would be talking about the fact that you had on Sunday the Astros bouncing back and beating the Braves 9-5. And boy, it certainly looked like the Braves had that on their bats, and they did. So now on Tuesday, there's a game 6. Atlanta could wrap, but they lead the series 3-2, or the Astros could force that game 7. And this is like a redemption moment for them, for those that really had the cheating thing get under their skin. So this is a big moment for the Astros, and it's a big moment for the Braves, too. It's been a long time since they've been back in this position where they could win a series. And speaking of big moments, the NFL, when we look at the NFL and we look at week 8 in the NFL. What a crazy finish. Nobody nailed the score. I said that in our last hour. You can try to nail the score on our Wednesday show, the first hour, last segment. It's fun. You don't have to know anything except for that you're going to pick a team of the game of the week and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. I'm starting to get more emails. And, of course, we always have our usual callers, a couple of them, one from Maine and one from Texas. You can call, too, but you can definitely email as long as it's in that time period. Nobody got that the Cowboys were going to beat the Vikings 20-16. Cooper Rush was the sensation, passing for 325 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I talk more about that in the Man Cave. Pretty sensational. Big moment for him stepping in for Dak Prescott. And then for Saints Nation, big, big loss of your quarterback. I'll talk about that. But the Saints with a win over the Buccaneers, handing them just their second loss. And the wrap-up on Monday Night Football, what is going on with the Chiefs and my Pat Mahomes? Pat Mahomes did get it done, but almost didn't. They sealed the win, so that's what counts. I mean, they're 4-4 now on the season with a 2017 win over the New York Giants. It wasn't the offense, though. It was the defense, and Mahomes knows it. He certainly thinks that the offense needs to execute at a higher level, and he's right about that. But the defense kept them close enough that they could pull out that win. So we'll go deeper into some of those things called sports coming up here at the tail end of the hour. Otherwise, things that are on your mind and my mind, which are part of the buzz, is what we're seeing coming off of Halloween and heading into what I call now the holiday stretch and the tail end, do you believe it, of 2021. And as we shift into 2022, it's been a long, long, long day. 2022, what is that going to look like? When you look past what has happened with the pandemic, with booster shot conversations with kids getting or not getting, you know, vaccines, it's all comes into play once again as we turn the page on another year. And we can't believe how quickly we got here. So stay with us. Frank's up next, and then the Man Cave.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist National Poll shows only 36% of Democrat voters want Joe Biden, who reportedly received a record 81 million votes just a year ago, to run for re-election in 2024. In contrast, the poll shows 50% of Republican voters want President Trump to run for re-election in 2024. Biden's approve-disapprove rating is underwater at 44-49.
The race for the governor's seat remains tight as election day approaches, but GOP candidate Glenn Youngkin will come out ahead, Representative Rob Whitman said on Newsmax Monday.
Glenn Youngkin prevails. He's been able to really capture the concerns out in the community, whether it's concerns about what's happening with our education system, concerns about where our economy is going, concerns about public safety.
This is USA Radio News. American Airlines struggled to fix its operation but still canceled more than 350 flights on Monday as disruptions caused by staffing shortages at the big carrier continued for a fourth straight day. Monday's performance was an improvement over Sunday when American scrubbed more than 1,000 flights, more than one-third of its schedule, according to tracking service FlightAware. We on Gravitas, a popular primetime show in India, exposed in a recent episode how Pfizer bullies and blackmails countries for shots and took a hard line in the push for profit.
Pfizer is silencing governments. How? Through contracts. These airtight contracts are at the center of everything. They can silence governments in ways you can't even imagine.
The contracts show how Pfizer can stop countries from speaking about its contract, block vaccine donations, unilaterally change delivery schedules, and demand public assets as collateral. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
He's had an interesting life, and he still has more to come. And we share some things in common. He's a huge sports enthusiast. Obviously, people know that about me. And he is an avid golfer. I bet his handicap is probably better than mine, though. His book is interesting. It's called Just Show Up. Think about that. The Antidote to Corporate Kool-Aid. So, Frank, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about what you did. So this book really embodies that, and I like that you say just show up. What do you mean by just show up?
So I had the privilege and was in the insurance industry for over 40 years, but I really think everything started from the day I put my feet on a college campus. So I realized that very, very, very quickly that people want to share their experiences and were willing to sit down and talk about themselves and share their dreams, their motivations, and basically that build their self-esteem. So in doing that and being in an insurance industry where you really had to develop relationships of trust and confidence, I had the opportunity to interact with many, many, many people. And in doing that, I found out that life is not complex. It's pretty simple. Yet, although it's simple, it's hard to act out what you want to do. Do people really dream, or do they just talk about it? Do they really know what they want to be, or do they try just doing what they think they should do? So I learned these lessons in college. It was a Jesuit school, and it was a Socratic way of teaching. You were always asked a question, and it was you had to figure out the answer yourself. So as I got into the industry, I was, like I said, I had the privilege of talking and interacting and sharing experiences with a lot of people, and I realized that the key to success was literally show up and do something. However, how you do it is important. It's very important. And when people realize that they have the ability to determine what they will become by showing up and doing things as best as they can, then it's very, very rewarding, not only for me learning their experiences, but for them, you know, in interacting with them and saying, you have in your power the tools to fashion your own destiny.
I like that. You have in your power the tools for your destiny. I like the question. As you said, you grew up that way. You always asked the question, the Jesuits, their teaching style, and that led you down this path. And I think a lot of people don't ask the question, and you talk about that. And I said the second part, I want to make sure that I say this correctly so everybody gets it and they know how to get the book. The antidote to corporate Kool-Aid antidote. So what is the antidote?
The antidote is know what you want to be and understand that that is in your control. Never give up. Always try and try to do it perfectly. Let me see if I can explain this. I don't believe in coincidences. I really don't. I also don't believe in fate. I do believe in destiny. Because we have free will, I believe each and every person has within them the power to fashion their own destiny. Now, destiny is a matter of choice. It's not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. So on this antidote to corporate Kool-Aid, people will tell you, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to be this. You can become this. In my opinion, that's not what's important. It's I am the artist. I am the sculptor. I am the clay. What am I making of myself? So I choose. I don't let somebody else choose for me. Now, I don't think that you should be belligerent about it or anything like that, but always understand that if you're going to understand this is my dream, this is what I want to be, not how I want to act, my choices then reveal my values. They reveal not only who I am, but also who I'm going to become. So, and then, of course, choices are either good or bad, and all choices have a consequence. So I'm the product of my choices. I'm the product of my experiences. I'm a product of the interactions that I've had with all these people and shared with them. And, you know, I've always thought, hey, I'm lucky, I'm privileged, I'm blessed. Have I always made good choices? Of course not. We are all imperfect. If we understand that, then we continue to move in the direction that we want to move. Perfection is a work in progress, and it is inconceivable on an individual basis. Only through other people, and, you know, in my case, the Supreme Being, do you understand that you can't do it alone, but it's up to you to show up and do it. So the question is then, how do you put the odds on your side? And I said, life is not that complex. It's pretty simple. However, following through is where the rubber meets the road. One, live with humility. So understand that, okay, if you truly believe that there is no such thing as coincidences, then say, why did this happen? Why did this happen to me? And what can I gain from it? And how is this helping me along the path that I want to be on? So you start off with humility. The next thing is courage. So now you say, okay, so this is what I'm thinking. This is the path I'm on. Here's where I want to go. Have the courage to do it. And then lastly, be honest. Be honest with yourself. First and foremost with yourself, and then with everybody else. Because so sometimes in this, it's not all fun and games. Honesty, you need to tell people on occasion, hey, you made a mistake. You blew it. Just show up. Move on. Where's your dream? What are you going to learn from this? I've often told people when I was managing them, if you're not making a mistake, you may not be working hard enough. Just don't make that mistake again. What have you learned? Where is this on your path on what you want to do? So in the corporate world, everybody seems to say human resources tells you, your bosses tell you, your subordinates tell you, your peers tell you, you need to do this, you need to be this. Make sure that that's in line to what you really want to be, not how you want to act. And that's why I called it the antidote to the corporate Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I love that part, too, where you talk about courage and what you have to do, because often it's hard to make the hard call. It's hard to be on both sides of that, absolutely, 100%. So when people read your book, and I think we've weaved this into the conversation, what do you hope they take away from Just Show Up?
Okay, so over three decades, I was in sales management. So I was able to train people again and teach people and give them different ideas and their perspectives. Whenever you stand in front of somebody, whenever you're trying to communicate, you hope, number one, you're informative. So, you know, did the person learn something? Then the next thing is, could it be inspirational? Are they buying into what you're saying? Are they saying, you know, he's right, I do that? And then last but not least, is it motivational? Will they possibly change their behavior to better their lot in life, to stay on their path, to achieve what they want? So literally, the book, if I find out that one person read it, and I already have found this out, and modified their behavior in such a way that they're feeling so much better about themselves, they know what they want to do, they're now excited, they don't lead a narrow, frustrated life, you know, of do what somebody else says and say, no, this is what I want to do and how I want to do it, all within the guidelines of humanity, then, you know, they feel really, really good about it. So as people read the book and get that out of the book, I've accomplished everything I could ever dream of accomplishing and probably exceeded it.
Yeah, I love it. So where can people find out more about you and get the book?
It's on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble. And they could just, if you're on Prime, you could just look up Just Show Up by Francis Castelli and order the book and get it that way.
All right, Frank, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it, and keep spreading the word.
Thanks for having me, and you're doing a great job, Kate. I appreciate it.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the Man Cave. Oh, there's so much to talk about when it comes to the NFL. First of all, at the top, I want to make sure that all of you know, Cowboys and Vikings, what a game that turned out to be. Nobody nailed the score. Pete in Texas, Sharon and Maine, they both picked Dallas. Nate and I, we picked the Vikings, and all of us picked really high scores. Then there was Jack, who listens to us in New Orleans. He had a really high score, and he picked the Vikings as well. And then there was also Nan, who picked the Vikings to win. And there was one other one. He went by Bing Bong. Bing Bong. Bing Bong was no, not even close either. Actually, a lower score, but picked the Vikings. So a lot of us got fooled and figured because Dak Prescott was out that it was not going to work out. But in the end, Cooper Rush really made a name for himself. What an incredible game he had in jumping in for Dak Prescott. And it showed the team really got excited and rallied around him, and the Cowboys beat the Vikings 20-16. So it's a good time to remind you. But one quick line, Rush passed for 325 yards and two touchdowns. The Cowboys ice everything except for, of course, what happened on Monday night. And the Cowboys are now 6-1, and we'll see what happens with Dak Prescott. But on Wednesday, we'll have the game of the week. I'll pick the game of the week. You can play. It's one segment, our last segment in our first hour. You can email us, like Nan did, for example, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or you can call us during that segment, like Pete and Sharon faithfully have done for so long, and some others have rotated in and out, and you can level a guess. You don't have to know anything about football. You don't even have to like football. You're just trying to win some prizes and get some bragging rights, I guess. So you're just picking a score and picking a side, because that's how football is. I mean, look, the Steelers beat the Browns. You know what that score was? 15-10. The Eagles slaughtered the Lions. You know what that score was? 44-6. 44-6. I mean, would you predict that? How about the Titans? The Titans beat the Colts in overtime, 34-31. Add up those points, and you're at 65. So, you know, you have low-scoring games. You have lopsided games. You're just trying to level guess and pick a side. It's that easy and so fun. And we still have, what, like 10 games left, so I hope a lot of you decide to play our silly little but fun game. All right, a couple of quick side notes. One, I mentioned the Titans in overtime, and they got some bad news. Running back Derrick Henry has to undergo foot surgery. There's no timetable for his return, so he had his test on Monday to look at the severity of the injury after he finished the game. And, of course, he's going to try to work himself back. And, of course, he's going to try to do that. But he's expected to miss the rest of the season. Adrian Peterson, there's a name from the past. He's fifth on the league's career rushing list, is initially being signed to the Titans practice squad with the expectation he will be added to the active roster. Adam Schefter, who's a great source from ESPN, his stuff is golden. That's what he reported. So I'm thinking there's a good possibility that could happen. So how about that? Some bad news for the Saints. Oh, so many of you listen, Who Dat Nation. The New Orleans Saints quarterback Jameis Winston has a torn ACL. So Sean Payton, pretty sad, upset, you know, after the big win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 36-27, he was injured. This is why they call this penalty. He was injured during a horse collar tackle by Buccaneers linebacker Devin White. That happened early in the second quarter. So he's got MCL damage too, and ACL in the left knee. So he's progressing, but what's he going to do? He's progressing into the injury of what you have to do. And he was working to really revive his career with the Saints after spending his first five seasons with the Bucs. So it's ironic that injury happened, thanks to a Tampa Bay Buccaneer player. And he spent last year as a backup behind Drew Brees in New Orleans. They were getting really encouraged with the way that he was playing and how he was trying to take a leadership role and all that kind of stuff. But he got pulled down by the shoulder area of his jersey as he landed awkwardly. His left leg got pinned behind him when he hit the turf, and that was it. He was slow to get up, and you know that happens. And that's sad news for the Saints and certainly for him as well. And then, you know what, this is trading day. And trading day, we could take up 10 shows, but this is one man cave segment, and I'll talk about others throughout the week. But the Denver Broncos have agreed to trade Von Miller to the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, look, he's an 8-time Pro Bowl linebacker. He's popular, and the Rams are going to send to the Broncos a second-round pick and a third-round pick in the 2022 NFL draft in exchange for Miller. The Broncos are also going to pay $9 million of his remaining $9.7 million base for the remaining 9 games in the regular season. And so there you go. We have 9 games left to do the nail the score thing. So he was pretty emotional, I guess, when he was sitting in his SUV and reporters were trying to talk to him. And he said, it's hard to put into words. It's raw, but thanks to everybody. And, you know, I'm just going to keep going. What's he going to do? Look, he's joining a 7-1 Rams team that's among the favorites to make a Super Bowl run. So it's a great team. He's a perfect fit for them. It makes sense, but it's hard to leave a team that you've been with for so, so long, and the players that you love and have played with. And look, he was John Elway's first draft pick, second overall, and that was back in, what, 2011, when Elway was in that role, when he was in the, I'll call it, picker role or decision-maker role. So, yeah, that's what happens. And there's other stories like that happening, of course, around the league. How about Major League Baseball and the World Series? The Braves and the Astros keep on keeping on with entertainment. I told you earlier what happened in the World Series, but the entertaining part about this is more people were really starting to watch the to watch the World Series. So it's proof that the great game of baseball is not dead. I talk about this all the time, that for so long I covered baseball. And the most exciting thing to me is when you get into the playoffs, period, because I think you see teams that keep the fight alive and keep on, it's like they find another gear or something, right? And we saw that with the Astros in a previous game that brought it back to a six because they fell behind. So they bounced back from a first inning grand slam, and they ended up beating the Braves on Sunday 9-5. So they were trying to put up that fight. They were trying to keep it going, like I said. And to me, that's what's so incredible about the great game of baseball. Hard to believe, and I've talked about this a few times, that I still feel like we're in and out of the NBA, but what's really, really interesting is, it's full slate action. We're full on going. And when I say that, for example, we have fines galore that are coming out. Like the Brooklyn Nets' Kevin Durant was fined $25,000 for throwing balls into the stands. So, I mean, pretty forcefully, I went back and looked at the video. He was heaving those balls at the spectators in the stands. And this was during the third quarter of Friday's Nets win over the Pacers when play was stopped with a foul. While Durant was driving, he fired a basketball into the stands, and there was like less than 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, so that caused a little bit of a ruckus. And when you go back and you look at the video replay of it, he should have really been dumped from the game. I love Kevin Durant, but whatever got under his skin, he can't react that way. I mean, what can you do? And he didn't get ejected. But if you go back and again and you look at the way he threw those balls, I think he should have been ejected from the game. And he gets the $25,000, fine for doing it. But man, can you imagine getting hit with the way the force with which he threw it? Pretty incredible. I mean, again, just not happy. He was trying to hit the backboard, I guess. Durant said he was trying to hit the backboard anyway. And he shouldn't have, he said, I shouldn't have done that. I don't know. He said, I thought I was at the gym by myself and in a pickup game, not an NBA game. He said he like lost his, he kind of lost where he was because he was just focused and trying to do that. And he knew that he was going to get fined big time. And of course he did. So there you go. All right. It's a wrap, as they say, for this man cave. As always, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Make it count. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you.
Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.